I am worthy of everything that's coming to me. I am capable of giving love and receiving love. I am exactly where I need to be. Hey, girl, hey, welcome to Ugly Truth, the podcast. I am your host, Jasmine. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on this week's episode, where we will be talking about self-worth and how to establish that in your life. I did link up with another self-healing, self-love coach for this episode. So let's get right into it. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Hi, Leah, are you there?
I am.
Hey, girl, hey, how are you?
I am exhausted. We've been doing a lot for the community today, so yeah, I'm beat. How are you? How are you doing tonight?
I am great. Thank you for joining me on this episode. I'm excited.
I am beyond excited. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I want to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself to all of our listeners.
Yay, so my name is Aaliyah Duran. I am the founder of It's Your Time to Glow. I am a self-healing slash love coach. Pretty much what I do is I teach, not teach, sorry, correction. I coach people on how to self-heal from past and future trauma. I love to change the mindset from that negative to positive. So that's pretty much what I do here with It's Your Time to Glow. Right now, we're working on a project where we're going to be going to over 17 states this summer and doing a self-healing boot camp. And it'll be a 3-day stay at an Airbnb. And I am beyond excited for it. And we're just doing like little projects for the community and stuff right now.
I am excited. I remember us talking about your boot camp. So, I told you I will be there. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yes, I'm so ready. I'm ready to meet so many different people. I am so ready for this journey and all it's going to be bringing.
Yes, and I'm excited to hear about it. It is very needed in our community today to teach, well, not even teach, but like you said, coach women on how to properly love themselves and care for themselves. That is something that I'm also doing as well.
Yes, I feel that is very important, and I'm not going to put an age group on it at all because I originally started off with just helping and wanting to help the younger generation, especially, with relationships and all that brings, just what life brings and throw at us, it's hard. But then I started realizing it's also people older than me, like my mom, for example. I realized she needed a lot of self-love, self-healing. She needs to change the mindset. So there's no age limit on it. It's like I said, it's life. Life throws curveballs at us all the time.
Yes, that is absolutely true. And we just have to go with it, adjust and adapt the best way we can.
Yes, I agree.
So we're on the topic of self-love today, and I wanted to talk about how important knowing your worth is.
Yes.
I am very firm in saying know your worth and add tax, period, because you have
Okay.
to.
You do because I'm just gonna use myself as an example. Not knowing my worth, I've always growing up, I am the oldest out of five. My mom has always been sick, so I was basically the mommy and the daddy to my younger siblings. So everybody just always felt that I was so strong-minded. And once I turned 18, oh baby, I started wilding out, okay? I just thought I was her. And I came across the wrong guys, and I did not know my worth. I did not know my worth. I settled for less. I just went for the first guy that showed me any type of attention because, like I said, I grew up fast. Mom was sick. I was mom. I didn't know my worth. So I went through so much, so much. I think everybody's been through it. We've all been stupid for somebody, and that was me for years. And one day I just looked at my daughter and I'm just like, this is not going to be me anymore. Like, I need to know my worth. I need to love myself fully and unconditionally in order for somebody else to love me. And I started going down my self-healing journey. And going down that journey, I started discovering my purpose in life. I started to fully understand myself, fully love myself. I started to know my worth. I started starting boundaries, standing my grounds to where I'm no longer settling for less in relationships, friendships, family members, the whole 10, because I'm not going for it anymore. You know, I officially know my worth.
Yes, I am so happy to hear that because I am now on my self-healing journey as well. And one of the hardest things for me has been setting boundaries and sticking to them. And not just setting boundaries for people, but also for myself.
Yep, you got it. I think the hardest part is setting boundaries for yourself because I'm always a yes, ma'am. You know, I I got your back, girl. I'm going to do this even though I'm exhausted and I don't want to. I've always been that person. So learning to set boundaries for yourself, I think that has been my hardest part also, only because it's like, I know I could do it, but it's like, hey, you don't want to do it. You don't have to, you know? You could say no, and it's fine. And that's my biggest problem. Another problem is always being available to everybody when nobody's available to me. That was my goal for the year. Like, no, you're not going to do that anymore. You're going to put yourself out there and back yourself up. And whoever comes, comes. Whoever leaves, leaves at this point. I have to start standing up for myself because if I don't, who will? So that's been the biggest struggle. But surprisingly, I've been maintaining. I lost a few people, but that just meant they weren't for me. And that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and I'm learning that with setting boundaries, a lot of us don't set boundaries because we are afraid to lose people. Honestly, we'd be afraid to, like, lose ourselves in setting boundaries because you become somebody different.
You do.
And we don't set those boundaries because, like, we're like, oh, I don't want to lose my best friend. But if your best friend don't respect your boundaries, then that's not your best friend. Because anybody that loves you and care about you, they're going to respect your boundaries.
Exactly. Like, I've lost so many relatives. That's what I'm going to call them. Because there's a difference between family and relatives. Relatives is my blood, you know? Family is who I choose to be my family. I've lost so many relatives because I set boundaries for myself and they weren't respecting it because I was no longer the yes man person. So that it's scary too, because it's like, hey, I grew up with these people. Like I said, these are blood family, blood relatives. I grew up with them. And for me not to talk to them today, and it's sometime I just want to reach out and be like, hey, this is what's going on in my life. Are you excited? I'm excited, you know, and I can't do it because I set boundaries for myself. You do become a whole new person. I am completely different from just a year, 2 years ago, completely different. So you lose a lot of people. You do, but you gain yourself. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. Like I love to tell people, you were born into this world by yourself. You're going to leave this world by yourself. The only approval you'll ever need is yourself.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I tell everybody that. I could be in the store and I'll be listening to somebody argue and I'll be like, hey, baby, forget that. The only approval you need is yourself. So if you want to get that. It's fine.
And that's good. I have to write that on my affirmation mirror because we do look for approval from others.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like something that we've learned and kind of like, it's just like you need approval. You need everybody's approval. Even when you're trying to step out and like, you know, do your purpose in life, you feel like you can't really move forward because you're looking for somebody to say, you know what, girl, go do it. Exactly. I believe in you instead of you being like, you know what, whether somebody believe in me or not, I believe in myself and I'm going to do this.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Like when like I said, I went on my self-healing journey last year. I started a few years ago, but I always stopped, you know, life got into the way. But last year I was like, no, I'm going to take this serious. I'm going to heal from past trauma. I'm going to become a better version of myself. I'm going to find my purpose in life. Just a year ago, I was the shyest person ever. I was the shyest person. I would not talk to anybody. Like I was in my shell. So going down that self-healing journey, I discovered my purpose in life. And that was to help others on their journeys. I've always been a healer, always, my whole entire life. I always attract broken people. So I always knew that was my purpose in life, but I just didn't know how to go about my purpose in life and how to properly use it. So learning that, hey, you're a healer, you're able to heal other people, let's get on this journey. I was scared to step out on faith. I've been working since I was 16 years old. I've always held down a job. I was scared. I was like, hey, I'm going to go full time into the self-healing journey. That's what I want to do in life. I want to be a speaker. I want to help heal other people. I was terrified. I brought the idea up to my brothers. I brought it up to my sisters. I brought it up to my mom. And everybody's like, you're crazy. Why would you quit your job? Like, that's dumb. You're stupid for that, you know? And I was scared. I was scared because I'm a single mom. I'm only 24 years old. My daughter is 3. I am a single mom. If I fall, she falls. So I was terrified to take that leap out on faith. And I prayed. I prayed so hard. I manifest. I meditate. I just thought about it all day long. And literally the next day when I woke up that morning, I quit my job. And I said, no, I have faith in what I'm doing. And I'm going to do it. The only approval I need is my own. So if this doesn't work, hey, I'm going to have a plan B. I'm going to make this work because I'm doing this myself. I don't need nobody else's approval. I don't need anybody else's input. I don't need nobody's support. My biggest supporters right now on this journey are people I've never even met. Never met. Never. So like I said, the only approval you need is yourself. You need to know your worth. You need to have that self-love. You need to set those boundaries. You need to stand your ground.
Yes, that is amazing. Like I said, if God brings it to you, all you have to do is step into it, and he got the rest.
He do. He the girl, let me tell you, he do. Because I be saying my affirmations all day. I be praying all day. Like I said, I changed. This was not me. Last year, I would have been a girl getting ready for the summer, about to be hopping on cars, getting drunk. No, not. And like I said, God has carried me throughout this whole entire journey. Like, I even have it on all my calendars. Unfortunately, my room is covered. Well, my whole house is covered with calendars. And on all of them, it has January 23rd, 2022, and it says the change. That's the voice I kept hearing in my head the whole entire day of that day of January 23rd was the change. The next morning is when I got up and quit my job. I went to smell, taste, feel. I went to see the change. And my life has been changing ever since then. It has done a whole 360. You just have to have faith in yourself. You have to have faith in God. You have to just let him take you on that journey. Let him mold you and guide you down that journey.
And how does walking in your purpose feel?
It feels amazing. Honestly, it feels amazing. Because like I said, I was a shy person. I've always been a writer. I've always written in journals and stuff. But to actually be able to speak and my voice is being heard, it's the best feeling in the world. I could talk all day long and my voice is being heard. It's everything to me. And then it's the fact that I'm out here touching people's souls. Mm-hmm. I'm getting through to people and I'm actually seeing changes in people. People are seeing changes in themselves. And it's the best feeling in the world. It is the best feeling in the world. Now, I'm not going to lie. Going down this journey, it's hard. Like, I love to tell everybody, yes, this is self-healing. We're learning self-worth. Or we're learning self-value. We're learning self-love. We're changing the mindset. You will never, ever be 110% fully healed. Why? Because it's life. We're always throwing obstacles at us. So we will never be 100% healed, you know? But it's the fact that we're learning these techniques on how to heal. And it's everything. So going down this journey, I do wake up some days and I have the negative thoughts of, hey, you're not going to make it. You know, just go back to work. Or, hey, what if this don't go right? Then your business is falling apart. I have those thoughts. We're human, you know? I'm human. It happens to all of us. But it's the fact that I'm able to get up and I'm able to say my daily affirmations. I'm able to pray. I'm able to look at my daughter's face and be like, no, I'm going to keep going. And I keep going because I'm walking in my purpose. And this is what I was made. This is what I was on this earth to do, was walk in my purpose.
Yes. And you are walking in your purpose. When I asked you that question, your response, I felt the energy. And it was amazing energy, girl. I needed that energy.
I get that all the time. I'm just like, your energy's up there. Where are you at? How can I find you? And I'm like, okay, calm down.
Over the phone at that. So like, that is good when you can touch people through a phone. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Yep. I've had so many people from when I started out in January up to now that I have done one-on-one sessions. I've never met in person. We either always on the phone or on Zoom calls. And they have changed. Like, I have people that text me till today and they're just like, hey, I appreciate everything you've done. Like, I'm completely different. My kids are happy. I'm happy. I'm walking in my purpose. I know what I was meant to do. And it's everything. It's like I said, I'm a healer. I attract broken people. So for me to be able to help fix is the best feeling in the world.
It sounds like it. And you are exactly where I'm trying to go.
Yes.
I'm like in the beginning stages of walking in my purpose. And like you said, you do get fearful sometimes. I question, I doubt myself. But affirmations have taken me.
Girl.
I don't know what I would do without affirmations.
I don't know what I would do without affirmations either, because they carry my day. They carry my day. But the best advice I could give you and to everyone else that's starting their journey, patience.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be patient with yourself. You have to be patient with God. You have to be patient with the universe. You have to be patient with the daily affirmations. Patience. Nothing is going to happen overnight. You have to be patient within yourself. God already wrote out your chapter. Your chapter is already written out. Your book is already written out. Just be patient. That's it. Keep going. Do not stop and do not give up.
Yeah, patience is the key, because I can say in my journey, I was hella impatient, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was saying them affirmations and felt like, okay, I should feel that right now. And like, I began to learn that, like, okay, you're saying them for one day, but you have to say them for more days, Jasmine, in order for them, you know, to you to finally feel them and know that that's who you are, who you're trying to become. It takes more than one day.
It does.
I was the person that felt like everything had to be changed the next day. So letting go of control of where my life was going was very, very tough for me. What advice would you give someone, or what tools would you give them if they were in a stage of, you know, being, it's hard for them to let go of the where their life is going right now and trusting God and moving in your purpose?
Honestly, controlling your mind. Now, it's harder said than done, and I know that. I know that. Controlling your mind. Why? Because, like I said, God already ran out your book. You have to be patient. So being able to control your mind from overthinking, because that's all it is. I'm an overthinker. All you're doing right now is overthinking. When you say them daily affirmations, see it, feel it, smell it, touch it, believe it when you're saying it. Whether if you're saying it one day a week, believe it, that is going to happen. You're speaking into the universe. You have to learn how to control your mind to stop overthinking, because that's all it is. And overthinking, it's a good thing, you know, but it's also, it's a bad thing. That will be your downfall. It's overthinking. You have to keep your mind just to stay positive. And like I said, again, we're human. You know, the negativity comes. Even if we don't want it, it comes. But learning just to control your mind, you will start to learn how to control your path. You will stop the overthinking. You will be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Set goals for yourself. They could be small goals, like, my goal one day was to drink water the whole entire day. No coffee, no tea, nothing, just water. And little things like that will help you learn how to control your mind so that you're not overthinking so much. So once that overthinking starts, you can stop yourself. Immediately stop yourself and just have patience with yourself. Like I said, it's hard, you know? All these things are hard. But over time, it will become a routine and you'll be used to it. I was a person that would do my daily affirmations once a week. And I'm like, why is it not working? Like, what's going on? Does it work? Like, what? I would manifest. And I'm like, why is this not working? It's because I wasn't believing them. I seen all the hype about it. I didn't actually do my research. None of that on manifesting and daily affirmations. I just seen the hype on social media and joined in. So once I actually started doing my research and start saying them every day and actually believing them, I start speaking into the universe. And I slowly but surely start seeing everything I'm speaking to the universe hit me back. And it was everything I wanted. But one thing I would say, again, being patient and also knowing exactly what to ask in them daily affirmations and knowing what to put out into the universe to receive back. Because some of it could be good and you have good intentions, but now you're receiving something bad. You know, that's like saying, hey, I want a huge mansion in LA somewhere, you know, big mansion. Now you got that mansion, but how are you going to afford it? You know, so it's like it's all about patience and not overthinking. You have to control your mind and not be able to overthink all the time.
Yes, I agree. Overthinking is the enemy. I'll be like, overthinking is the devil, for real.
Yep.
And I have to remind myself that. And I honestly started because I overthink so bad, and it just comes out of nowhere. And then it starts from a small thought, and the more you think on that thought, it creates something so much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And now you done basically turned your energy into like this negative energy because you done made up something in your head that's probably not even true.
Yep. And that's one thing we'll be doing in the boot camp is outlets. So being an overthinker, you have to have an outlet to release it. So I have some people that does meditation. They'll meditate. Once they start overthinking, they'll just literally sit down, get in position, start meditating. Me, on the other hand, yes, meditating was working, but I found praying. Once I start overthinking and it got really bad to the point I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't do anything because I'm only thinking about that problem, I immediately start praying and I leave it into God's hands. Or I will even start writing. I'll write how I feel, what the problem is, why am I overthinking, and I will ask myself, is this real? Or did I make this up in my head? Because a lot of things we're just making up in our head, and it's a bigger issue because we made it up in our head, you know? So learning your outlets on how to stop overthinking, that is very huge, and that is one of the things I will be doing this summer inside the boot camp.
Oh, that is good, because I do that now. Like, I meditate as well as pray, and I do breathing exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just sit there in silence. I quiet out everything, and I just sit there and I breathe as many times I need to breathe till I come back down. I learned also with, like, my overthinking. I'm sure other people might have this issue as well. It doesn't allow me to be present in the moment.
Yeah.
So I've been learning how to do that more. And one of my favorite affirmations, and I say it every day, all day, when I go to overthinking, or just say it, period, is I'm exactly where I need to be.
Yep. And that's a good one. That's an amazing one. You're exactly, like I said, it's all about patience and to control your mind. But you're exactly where you need to be. You are. And like I said, the question you have to ask yourself, especially when overthinking, is it real or did you just make it up? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think everybody's suffering from overthinking. Now, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of people do suffer from overthinking. And that's why we're so scared to go and start business, or we're so scared to try new things because we're overthinking the situation too much. We only live once, you know, either it was a learning lesson or it was a blessing, you know, but either way it goes, you learn something out of the situation.
Yes. And I always say, there's no such thing as like losses. Like, everything is a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lesson in everything. And if you just take the time to not look at something as if like, oh, I failed, or, oh, like, I'm just this person that makes mistakes. No, you're this person that, yeah, you made a mistake, but it's a lesson in that mistake. So let's focus on that lesson so that we can progress and we can move on. You know, that failure or that mistake.
Yep. Change that mindset from failure or a mistake. I definitely agree with that. I actually seen something where it said, you keep going back to square one. You keep going back to that position where you first started off, and that cycle is not being broken because there's a lesson there that you need to learn. Once you learn that lesson, you'll go to the next chapter in your life. And I love that saying with everything in me, because we all keep going through a repeated cycle. And a lot of us don't get out of that cycle because we're not learning the lesson there. And some of us learn the lesson and we continue to do the same exact thing, so we're not breaking that cycle and we're going to be back to square one. So I love that with everything.
Yeah. And then we end up asking ourselves, like, why do we keep going through the same thing, or why does this keep repeating itself?
Yeah,
because we haven't sat down and took the opportunity to see what is the lesson that God is trying to teach us at the moment.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
So I want to hear more about your boot camp.
if you can tell us a little bit of the places you're going to visit, if you have any speakers that's going to be there, just anything, any little, give us some little tea.
Okay, so let me. Okay, so we're starting off in Vegas. Our first day will be June 13th through the 16th. Like I said, it will be a 3-day stay at an Airbnb. Some of the bigger states like Houston, Miami, Chicago will have a 3-day Airbnb stay. Then we'll have a 3-day venue slash event. So we have like prom night in Atlanta. We have the 90s slash early 2000s barbecue in Chicago. We got a sip and paint in Houston. We got Vegas night in Miami. We're bringing Vegas to Miami. So we got different events going on for the communities that's out there because I am one of the persons that are really big on giving back to the community. Very huge on it. We will have special guests coming out. We're in the works of that now. So I'm excited for that. And I'm trying to get a special guest out in every state, but we will be going over to right now on the map at 17 different states. Like I said, we'll be learning outlet exercise. We'll be doing a lot of self-healing tech. We will have plenty of girls' night. I want this to be fun. One thing I will say, because I have a lot of people on social media and I do go out, I have fun, and they're just looking at me like, "No, you're a self-healing coach. What are you doing? Why are you listening to that type of music?" No. So I want people to walk in their purpose. I want people to walk in their true self. I want them to live up to their truths, you know? So with me being a self-healing coach, I'm walking in my truth. So that means, hey, I want to go out and I want to go to a club. I'm gonna go. You know, I'm young at the end of the day. This is what I do. I want to go have fun. And the next morning I'm back up teaching self-healing techniques. I'm teaching people how to walk in moves and forget what everybody else has to say. So that's one of the things we will definitely be learning there. So we'll be definitely having a lot of girl talk, girls' night out. We'll have glam nights where we just all get dressed up and go out. I want people to walk away with new friendships, sisterhoods. You know, I want us to create a bond. So where we come back next year, we already know these faces. We're getting familiar with new faces, you know? I just want that bond to be there. I want people, I like I said, I want to be able to touch people's souls. Like I want to break through to people, a lot of people. So on my team, it's me, Aaliyah, of course. Then we have my business partner, which is Michaela. She is another self-healing coach. Then we have Miracle. She is also a self-healing coach slash mentor. And then we have Jamia and Brianna. They're both licensed therapists. Now, the reason why I have licensed therapists on the team is because a lot of people come to me and they want to learn how to do these techniques as far as self-healing. And a lot of them are suffering from actual mental health. And I'm not allowed to touch on that. So we have licensed therapists for that. I've been inside the healthcare field for the last 6 years. So I definitely see the signs in each and every person. So yeah, so we have licensed therapists with us. And then, like I said, we'll just be having lots of events in each state. I want to get familiar with a lot of people in different states. We'll have special guests coming out and just learning new things, pretty much learning new things, meeting new people, and just having fun. That's my main goal, is I want everybody to have fun and not feel pressured or feel that they're being judged or anything, because this is like no judgment zone at all. We all have a story and we're all learning how to own up to our story.
I love that. And I'm gonna just throw this out here. I know you're looking for guest speakers, so you know I'm available
Oh,
if
hey baby, you already know I got you on the
you
list. I got you on the
need.
list already.
Well, good, because I want to be a part, and I am gonna be a part. I'm gonna come regardless, because I am all for it. I'm all for women learning to heal and love themselves unapologetically. That's exactly why I started this
Yes.
podcast.
And I love it. And also uplifting each other, because unfortunately, in this generation we're in, nobody, none of the women love to uplift each other. They like to bring each other down. That's why we have all these shows like Jocelyn Cabrelle and all that, just downgrading women, because nobody knows how to uplift each other. And I definitely feel like that's so important.
Yeah, and just to touch on that, I can't watch that show just for that reason.
Girl, I can't. Let me tell you, I finally watched the first episode, and the only person I liked in there was Gia because she was hilarious. But other than that, I couldn't watch it. I'm just like, this is sad. This is
Yeah, it
ridiculous.
is. I can't. And I hear so much about it, how funny it is. And I'm sure it is. But like, Jocelyn just gives me bully vibes, and
she
I
does.
Can't deal with it.
And the show is just sicking either way it goes, because it's like, hey, we have so many young girls, like the teenage girls, 16, 17, are watching these shows, and they just think that that is okay. And like I said, this is a no judgment zone. So if that's the route you want to go, you know, cool. But it's the fact that, hey, we don't have to downgrade each other. You know, we all are living this earth. We're all trying to walk in our purpose. We're all trying to discover a new, better healed version of ourselves. Why downgrade each other?
Yeah, let's help each other. It's an amazing life of peace and happiness and healing for all of us out here.
Yes.
And like you said, it takes help sometimes. So hold it, getting someone to hold your hand, and this boot camp will be perfect, because mm-hmm. there's going to be women there that can hold your hand and that can, you know, listen and make you feel seen and heard and give you that outlet to speak up or talk yes. about the things you've been holding in, you know. So I think this is amazing what you're doing, and I wish you so much success. Each and every year that you do this, it's going to bring so much positive energy and healing to a yes. lot of people.
It's going to bring awareness to it. That's what I really want, is just the awareness. So like, hey, you're not walking in this journey alone. We're here, like you said, to hold your hand. We're here.
Yes. So I'm excited. I'm excited, girl. I can't.
Me too. I'm so ready for it.
And before we go, I do want to ask all of my guests to give our listeners one piece of sound advice that they can take with them on their journey of healing and self-love.
The advice I give everybody, like I said, we'll be practicing inside like the boot camp, is owning up to your story. We all have a past. Your past does not define you, does not define the woman that you are today or the woman you're going to be. We all have a past. Own up to your story. There's nothing to be embarrassed of. We've all been there before. In order for you to heal properly and to discover your purpose and walk in your truth, you have to own your story.
Oh, I love that. That sent chills through my body. Because yes. you do. That's literally the most important thing. You can't yes. be around here fake healing.
Yeah, okay? You got to own. And it's hard. It's hard. I think I just shared my story. Actually owning up to my story and everything I've been through, all the lessons learned and everything, you have to be able to own up to your story in order for you to properly heal and continue to move on in life. Don't be embarrassed about anything. Forget embarrassed, you know? We, like I said, we're all women. We've all been young. We've all done crazy stuff. It's the fact yeah. that we're able to own up to it and continue to go down life and not let that woman that we once were define our purpose in life or who we're going to be.
I love that. Thank you for that. I wrote that down for myself.
You are so welcome.
And how can we, okay, for the ones that, you know, want to sign up or even find you on social media, where can we find you? Where can we find
yes,
us?
So my Facebook page is It's Your Time to Glow, and that's Facebook. And then Instagram, it's your time_to_glow. And then I also have my email where a lot of people actually reach me on, and that's itsyourtimetoglow@gmail.com. And then I also have my coaching page. It is booking site, itsyourtimetoglow.com.
Okay. Again, I want to thank you so much. This was such an amazing episode.
Yes, I just want to thank you for allowing me to get on here. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, girl. Thank you. And, you know, we'll be chatting soon.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode with Aaliyah, talking about self-worth, self-love, and the value of setting boundaries for not just people, but yourself. I did want to leave you guys with a tip of what self-worth is. Self-worth is the belief in knowing that you belong in any room that you walk into, knowing that you add value to that room, and walking in there with confidence on 100. Remember, you are important. You do have a story to tell, and your story is something that someone out here needs. Don't hesitate. Step right into your purpose for life. And God got the rest. You guys have a great week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you did, please review it and like our podcast to receive episodes each week before everyone else. You guys have a great, amazing week, and I'll talk to you later.